And we are joined in the studio here tonight by Cook County's Most Wanted. And we have them playing some live music for us. And how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, Dave.
You said that really convincingly, Rod.
I've been sweating bullets all afternoon.
Yeah, doing fine. Yeah, they let us out, so we can
You got a weekend pass?
Yeah, we got a weekend pass.
Everybody got a weekend pass. That's great. It's good to hear. Well, the band consists of some people who are local Grand Marais residents. Is everybody here a local Grand Marais resident for a long time?
Born and raised.
Graduates of Cook County.
Yeah, we all went to school. Isn't it right, Al?
Yeah.
We went to school here in Cook County, and we're glad to say that one of us graduated.
And, but he's not here tonight.
But he's not here,
he's not here tonight. Yeah, we are sans a drummer.
And no, we are all from Cook County, and our drummer, Tim Dolan, which is not here tonight, he's working. I think he's the only one that's not, but he is definitely Cook County.
And while I'm speaking of working, you guys are going to be playing tomorrow night at Grand Portage Lodge and Casino from 9 until 1. And that's one of the reasons that we were able to have you on here tonight, because you're not working. So what I wanted to know was, are you guys, when you were in high school, did you all play in the garage band together? Did you do Beatles tunes and Beach Boys and stuff like that?
Well, Rod and I played while we were in high school, and I don't know, we played in a couple of bands. He very modestly called the band the Dokken Brothers Band, so... We're all brothers from another.
That's right.
As he would say.
You're all brothers in one way or another. That's yeah. Right.
Yeah, we grew up playing music together, and of course, Gary.
Yeah, I was in Cook County High School band for till 1969.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't start playing locally in bands until that same year after I graduated.
So when you were in the Cook County High School band, what instrument did you play?
Trumpet.
You played trumpet. Mm-hmm. And Al, what about you? Did you play in band at school?
No, I couldn't read music, so...
Either of you?
Well, I wanted to play that big drum. Was that
the timpani?
Yeah, and but then, you know, the director said, no, maybe clarinet would be good for you. So I never went out for band. Should have.
Kara, did you aspire to play an instrument in the high school band?
I was a percussionist.
You were a percussionist.
That's right.
Go figure.
Yeah, so I got to beat on drums and make lots of noise and have lots of fun.
And you weren't it wasn't suggested that you play the clarinet?
No.
Check my position.
No, it was percussion. And actually, Mr. Tormundson was my band director until seventh grade.
What a great guy.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And I think Gary had him in band as well.
Yep. Yeah, he's great.
Well, he's got quite a legacy of bringing great musicians out of this community, and he's done a lot of really, really wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
So the other question that I had about that just went completely out of my head, so I'm just going to ask you guys if you want to play a tune or two, Sure. And then we can talk a little more later. What do you got up for us?
Sure. This is a tune by Hank Williams Jr. called My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. Well, standing on the corner with the bucket in my hand, waiting for a woman, ain't got no man.
Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
Well, I went up to the mountain, looked down at the sea. See the crabs and the fishes doing a bebop beat.
Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Me working so hard,
when I got me a woman in the boss man's yard. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Can't buy no beer. My bucket's got a hole. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Can't buy no beer.
My bucket's got a hole.
Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. Can't buy no beer.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Woohoo, that was fun.
Very nice indeed. Yeah, well, we're working through the lovely world of technology with all these people in the studio. We got every mic and every cord and everything under the sun. We're trying to make it all work, but so I hope it sounds good for you all out there. I should just introduce everybody here. We've got Kara Thomas on vocals and various percussion instruments, and Rod Dokken playing acoustic guitar and singing.
Yes.
And Al Oikre playing electric guitar, and also later on, I believe he's going to pull out the mother of toilet seat slide guitar. We'll talk about that in a minute. And Snuffy Smith playing bass, and Gary Croft and Tim Dallin, their drummer, is not here tonight, but he will be with them tomorrow night, and he'll be helping them keep the rhythm machine going.
That's right. He's a great drummer.
Yeah. So I understand that you guys actually put together a CD.
Yes, we did. We last winter was a lot of passion was put into this CD, and Al Oikre produced it, and I think it's one of the best in Cook County, that's for sure.
And we have it in our library. It's called Uncuffed.
Yes, yes, it is.
Very nice.
And what was the name of the studio you recorded that?
Well, there was a couple of them. The Big House. and Kara's grew up in that house. It was Lee Thomas's house.
Yep.
And they call it the Big House, and we did a lot of recording there. That's where the basic tracks were laid down. And then we moved on to Breezeway Studios. I think that's
it's in between the garage and the house.
Yeah, that's right. after that, we did do other tracks. Al's got the Hillbilly Shacks recording studio at his place, and he did a lot of it there.
Yeah, well, up in Floodwood.
Can I jump in here with actually, we had a question from a caller who wants to know, what is your January performance schedule?
Good. Well, Kara handles all our booking, so here you go.
Well, that's easy. We don't have anything booked for January.
Oh, okay.
So call us up.
Maybe this person would like to hire you then. Okay.
We're available.
Yeah, there may be a party out there for you to play at. Well, I think it's really cool that you guys have been playing together and have known each other so long, and you know the houses that y'all grow up in and across the neighborhood, and probably threw rotten apples at cars and things together when you were young, and you're still playing silly games and having fun, and that's just
true.
Great.
Still getting into trouble, too.
All right. Well, why don't you play another tune for us? What's up?
Song by Merle Haggard called Sing Me Back Home.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. I stood up to say goodbye all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home to the songs I used to hear, and make my old memories come alive and take and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning, a choir from off the street came in to sing a few old country songs. And I heard him tell the singers, there's a song my mama sung, won't you sing it once before you move along. Yes, won't you sing me back home to the songs I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive and take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Yes, won't you sing me back home before I die.
Very nice, Merle Haggard.
That was beautiful.
So I gotta ask you, on the back of your CD cover, there's a picture here, and I'm going to just describe this picture because obviously this is radio. It's an old, you know, color photograph, little square one with the white rim on it, and there's this lady with a beehive hairdo to die for, if you're into that sort of thing, playing what appears to be a Sears Silvertone electric guitar, and behind her is somebody with long hair who I think I recognize playing a Telecaster. What can you tell me about that photo?
And it's 1972. I made out the date on the little rim.
Well, I can tell you about the lady in the foreground with the beehive hairdo, and that's Marge Nelson, who is Gina and Rob and Sherry's mom. And she is playing, that is at the Harbor Light back in 1972. And she's playing with a relative of one of our band members.
That would be my mother.
Oh.
That's Al's mom. Al's mom.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was a wedding or a bowling event. I think they were involved with the bowling league here, so perhaps it was a end of the season banquet or something.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
a seriously classic beehive do, though. I
mean, it does take you right back to 72, that's for sure.
Right.
When we had our CD release party, and that was over the weekend of Radio Waves, and it was kind of a treat. Marge was there at the event, and she was signing autographs. People had the CD, and they were asking her to sign underneath that photo. So that was
well.
That was
speaking
hilarious.
Of the CD, how can people acquire it?
They can come to our gig,
which we don't have in January.
And,
tomorrow.
They can also, you can also give me a call, 387-2510, and I'll hand deliver it.
Wow, nice.
Within the city limits of Grand Marais.
Right.
The Double Track General Store has them, and Trail Center.
Trail Center.
Okay.
So there's two places. So.
Oh, working on some online sites for availability, too.
Oh, that's really great.
Great.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you guys want to play another tune for us right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's hear another.
Rodney's going to do one for us.
Well, I'm standing on the rock, waiting for the wind to blow. Well, I'm standing on the rock, waiting for the wind to blow. Well, I'm standing on the rock, waiting for my seeds to grow. I've been walking on the ground, waiting for the guns to quit. I've been walking on the ground, waiting for the guns to quit. I've been walking on the ground, waiting for the pieces to fit. Country, looking forward to buying you a home. Better get back to the country, looking forward to buying you a home. Better get back to the country, that's where we all come from. I've been standing on the rock, waiting for the wind to blow. I've been standing on the rock, waiting for the wind to blow. I've been standing on the rock, waiting for my seeds to grow. I've been standing on the rock, waiting for my seeds to grow. I've been standing on the rock, waiting for my seeds to grow.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice indeed.
Ozark Mountain Daredevils, isn't it, Rod?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I haven't thought about them in a while. Nice.
Yeah, big fans of those guys.
So, Kara, you have an interesting instrument right there.
Yes, I want to know what that was, too. I saw you and Rodney in the conference room before you went on the air, and you had this little thing. It looks like a Super Bowl.
Oh, thanks a lot, you guys. Make a big deal out of the egg
what
shaker.
What is it? Oh, an egg shaker.
It's an egg shaker.
Well, it's
I didn't bring my Mountain Dulcimer tonight, so.
So it looks like Silly Putty with rice in it. A Silly Putty container with rice in it?
Yeah, it's an egg shaker.
Cool. Yeah,
a little plastic Easter egg with some BBs in it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, you know what? It's the little things that make the difference between beautiful music and just playing, right?
Little egg shakers make all the difference.
They do. They do. I've seen some of the best percussionists in the world do that stuff behind people like Eric Clapton and stuff like that there.
Yep.
So, Al, are you going to play that slide guitar there for us at some point?
Well, eventually, yeah. I think we've got a song coming up later on.
Okay. Is there a story behind that instrument?
This particular one, yeah. I played some recording sessions up in near Cass Lake, Minnesota, for an older gentleman from Floodwood. He sounds just like Johnny Cash. I think he did about 29 cover tunes, and about 15 of them were Johnny Cash numbers. And I played various instruments. At the end of the sessions, they didn't pay me. They asked me if I would take this lap steel in exchange for the tracks I did. And I figured that was not a bad deal.
So. Yeah, well, again,
it's for, a 54 for the, Fender.
For those of you that can't see it, it's a fairly old instrument. In the early days of electric instruments, Hawaiian guitar was actually a really big deal. People played with a big metal bar and played slide. And there's no frets on this thing, and the strings sit up really high off the fingerboard, and there's hardly anything except kind of a big 2x6 kind of board and a pickup, and it's covered with what we affectionately call in the luthier trade mother of toilet seat.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a really inexpensive, so supposed to look a little bit like mother of pearl, although not even,
you know,
really
it's
all
not
that
close.
No, but it almost looks like Bakelite.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a similar product, and it's really thin, but it's kind of cool because it's very thin stuff, and yet it looks really deep and luscious and all that sort of thing, and it's neat. Yeah, that's a really cool guitar. I love that.
I think we should hear it.
You know, Al, is there can we bump that one up?
We're gonna do one here.
Okay, we'll let you guys decide.
We're gonna do a Gillian Welch and David Rawlings tune.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. This is called Wayside Back in Time.
Standing on the corner with a nickel or a dime, there used to be a rail car to take you down the line. Too much beer and whiskey to ever be employed, and when I got to Nashville, it was too much soldier's joy. Wasted on the wayside, wasted on the way. If I don't go tomorrow, you know I'm gone today. Back, baby, back in time. I wanna go back when you were mine. Back, baby, back in time. I wanna go back when you were mine. Black highway, all night ride, watching the town fall away to the side. Clear channel, way down low, is coming in loud. My mind let go. Oh, peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have you all the time, I won't have none at all. I wish I was in Frisco in a brand new pair of shoes. I'm sitting here in Nashville with Norman's Nashville blues. So come all you good time rounders, listening to my sound, and drink around to Nashville before they tear it down. Back, baby, back in time. I wanna go back when you were mine. Back, baby, back in time. I wanna go back when you were mine. Hard weather, driving slow, the buggies and the hacks are in town for the show. Oh, darling, the songs we played are all I got left of the love we made. Thank you. were mine.
Ah, thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Nice harmonies.
Thank you.
You guys must, like, you know, spend some time together and work on that.
Yeah, she's my big Swede.
Ah.
My sweetie.
Okay, well.
That's nice. There is some blushing happening in the studio right now.
Well, we started off as Rod and Real, and I was the real one.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Rod and Reality?
Still are.
So cool. You wanted to hear some slides, so maybe we should just go right into the next tune that we're going to do. I'm going to let Al switch over here to the lap steel.
What we were wondering is if maybe at the end we could have you play us on out to the end of the hour. Maybe if you have an instrumental tune or something, that'd be really great.
That'd be way more fun than the instrumental we always play at the end of the show.
Okay. I think we can handle that.
And Buck's not here, so he can't say no.
So, take it?
Yeah, I think... Should we do weather one more time before we do this, or just play music and have fun?
I think we should play music and have fun.
Let's just play music and have fun. That sounds good to me.
All right.
He can do weather over there when he takes it over.
Absolutely.
Golden,
yeah.
Snowbound or golden?
Song by Dave Simonette from Duluth. Great songwriter. Out here, it's so far from my home, and I miss you. I'm so all alone, and I scream to the sky that I take it all back in the moonlight. Crawling on my hands and my knees, and I'm falling just as fast as I please. Your words were never as light as they seem, but you're golden. Remember when the land offered love and surrender to the fire from above? Is this some kind of joke, babe? I had about enough. Please forgive me.
Take us out, bro.
Very nice.
Woohoo!
Al's fingers are moving faster than a lot of things.
Than your brain.
Than my brain is right now, that's for sure.
That's a good one, Kara.
Thanks, Kara.
See, she's the professional in radio. I'm just here as a substitute, so I just get to do this once in a while. But thanks, that was great. I love
that. That is so fun. You know, we only have about 2 minutes left.
Yeah,
I know. Which is so very sad.
Well, but
maybe you could play a little something that we can thank folks over.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And just to remind people, we're playing tomorrow night at the Grand Portage Lodge and Casino, Cook County's Most Wanted. It's open to the public. It's also the Snowmobile Club kickoff party, but it's going to be a good time. I think they're booked out up there, so it should be a lot of fun. What's that, Gary?
Oh, I just had a seizure.
Oh, dear.
it's just a cough thing. I was just kind of wondering what song.
Should we do Snowbound?
Yes, absolutely.
Snowbound just goes down to that.
All right.
South side of the lake.
South side of the lake. Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.